Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Gittin Daf Membeis. We are holding right on top Amar Rabba. So yesterday we learned the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. If one wishes to free half, only half his Evet. According to Rebbe it works, according to the Rabbanon it doesn't. What would be the reason why it won't work? That's because we compare the releasing of an Eved to the divorce of an Isha, which only works 100%. It can't be a partial, a halfway divorce. Comes Rabba and tells us, Amar Rabba, Machlekes. This whole discussion, meaning, the reason that it shouldn't work is only B'Sheshichreir Chetzyoy, so the owner let go of half the Eved, V'Hiniach Chetzyoy, and retained ownership on the other half. Since it wasn't a complete freeing of the Eved, then it doesn't work. At least according to the Chachamim. Aval shichreir chetzyoy umachar chetzyoy. But in some cases, even a half shichreir can work if the owner no longer holds on to him, totally gives him up. How is that? Aval shichreir chetzyoy umachar chetzyoy. Suppose he sold half the Yevon, so now he has half, and he takes that remaining half and he frees him, or he did it at the same time, or half was given as a gift. Basically, he's totally giving him up, he's totally freeing him, but it's sort of a combined process. Half sale, half shichrur. That works. Why? Kiven the kanafik mine kule. Because ultimately, the Eved is totally leaving the master. Divrei akoyel kana, all agree it will work. When you retain ownership and you hold on to part of it, that might be problematic. That's not comparable to the get of an isha, but if you're totally letting go, what difference does it make if it's by way of release, by way of sale or gifting? That's Rabba's Chiddush. So in this case, all agree it works. Amrele Abaye responds Abaye, Ubekule loy pligi. So in this case, when he's totally letting him go, using this combined process, there's no machlekes. You mean everybody agrees it works? Really? We have a kasha from a braisa which seems to tell us otherwise. Vatani chada. We have two braisas. Braisa number one says like this. Hakoysev nechasev l'shnei avodav. So, I own two avodim. Eved 1, Eved 2. And I write off all my assets. I have a shtar, which I write, everything that I own is given to you, Mr. Eved 1. The same with Eved 2. And Rashi says, I was mezaket to both. I had a shliach pick up both documents on behalf of both avodim. In one shot, Ravas Achas. So it's a sort of a simultaneous process, a complete process. I'm totally letting go of all my assets, including the Avadim, which are part of my possessions. Hakaisav Nechasav Shnei Avadav. What happens? Kanu, so they acquire those possessions, including themselves. They sort of acquire themselves in the process as well. Umashachr Ezeh Ezeh. Now, of course, they have to release each other. Why is that? Because They're kind of partners now. I gave everything that I own, including my slaves, to these two slaves. So slave one acquires half of everything, including half of himself, but the remaining half belongs to slave two, and likewise by slave two. So they have to release each other as well. They have to write a get shichrur to each other. But ultimately, it's clear that they both left the domain of the owner. I lost them both. Even though it wasn't, you know, one complete release. It was sort of, you know, giving half of yourself to yourself, and the other half, you have to go find your friend to release you, because he owns the other half. So it's a sort of a process until he's totally free. But it works, even though it's incrementally, even though it's half at a time. And their answer is because in terms of the owner, in terms of me, the owner, I gave it all up completely. So it's a total freeing of the Eved, a total relinquishing of rights. And that's a right to Rabba. Rabbi said the Lashon, Kivan de Kanafik Mine Kule, since he's totally left my possession, it works. Even though it's still a while until he's totally free. So that's one Brisa. Brisa number one indicates that it works. Brisa number two indicates otherwise. Vatani Idach, listen to the second Brisa. It doesn't work. Haimer. Kol Nechasai Nesunin Leploini Uploini Avdi Avodai. So again, he takes a document, a shtar, and he writes, all my properties, all my possessions are hereby being given away to Eved A and Eved B. What's the halacha? It doesn't work. They don't go free. Af atzmam laikanu. They don't acquire themselves, meaning they stay avadim. It's a direct contradiction to the previous brisa, which says that they go free. How do we reconcile? So we must say that this hinges on the machlokes of yesterday, a partial release. Does it work or not? Rebbe will say yes, reflected in brisa number one. Rabbanan will disagree, reflected in brisa number two. My love, her Rebbe, va Rabbanan. So we must say the brisa number one is Rebbe, brisa number two is Rabbanan. That's a kasha to Rabba, who says that all agree. In a case where the owner lets go entirely, so even though it's sort of an incremental process that's going to take place to get him totally free, but if I'm totally letting go, it works. According to all shittas. And here we seem to see that the Rabbanan disagree. It's considered like a partial release, which doesn't work. Says the Gemara, perhaps not. Either the Rabbanan. Both Brisa number one and Brisa number two are reflective of shittas Rabbanan. The difference is, well, Hada Amar Kulay. In Brisa number one, it works because I gave away all my assets, all my properties, to Eved A and Eved B. So, I'm giving everything away. I'm letting go entirely of the entire Eved. It so happens to be that he has to go to his friend to effect his full release, but I'm giving up entirely. Hada Amar Chatzi Chatzi. As opposed to Brisa number two, perhaps it's speaking where I didn't give everything away. I just told the Eved, look, take half my assets. I did the same with Eved number two. So Rashi says, even if I made the shtar to both of them at the same time, but maybe I'm giving them both the same half. So this is, I'm actually giving up the entire Eved. I'm only giving away half my assets, half the Eved. So that's why it doesn't work. That's why. But should I have given everything away, of course it would work. Even though it still, you know, it requires a couple of steps until the Eved is totally free because he has to go obtain the shtar from his co-Eved. But I'm giving up everything. That's why it works like Rava. So we answer the kasha. Brisa number two, where it doesn't work, is because he didn't give everything away. Asks the Gemara about Migtani Seifa, but if you take a close look at the second part of that second Brisa, the Seifa, V'mamar Chatzi Chatzi Leikonu. And in fact, if he says, I'm giving away half my stuff to you, half to you, it doesn't work. Mechlal D'Reshad Amar Kulay. Apparently, the first part of that second Brisa is discussing where he gave it all away. And still the Brisa says it doesn't work. No, Purusha come a farish. Perhaps the Brisa is just explaining itself. So I gave everything away to the Avadim. Af atzmon laikonu. So they don't go free. And the Brisa explains. Ketzad. How? Why? How? What are we speaking about? Kigayin de Amar chatzi chatzi. Because he gave away half. Half to him. Half to him. As we said before, that's not indicative of total release. And that's why it doesn't work. So again, it sort of backs up our suggestion. Now, Brisa number two, where it doesn't work, is speaking because he didn't give everything away. He's still holding on to half the Eved. Of course he doesn't go free. We'll prove, in fact, that Bryson number two is discussing this type of case. Because if you'll tell me that the first part of that second Bryson is discussing a full release, a full gift, and still the Bryson is telling us it does not work, so why does the Bryson have to proceed with a case of half? Well, how should Amar Kulay Lekana? Look, could you imagine if I'm giving it all away to you, Mr. Evid, and all to you, Mr. Evid? It doesn't work. Because, as we said before, it still requires more steps. They have to approach each other for the full release. So, for whatever reason, it doesn't work. Well, if that doesn't work, Amar Chatzi Chatzi Miboye, it goes without saying. Do we even have to discuss where he says, I'm giving you half, and then I'm giving you half? Of course it doesn't work. What does half mean? So the fact that the Brisa continues on with the case of halves to tell us that it doesn't work, that's because in the case of the full gift, which is the topic of the Reisha, so apparently the Brisa is not discussing a full gift. Because if full doesn't work, then partial certainly doesn't work. So the fact that the Brisa discusses partial gifts tells us something about the topic of discussion of the Brisa, which is that it's only speaking about partial gifts. No, imishem halo yiria, this wouldn't be a proof. Tano sefer l'gli reisha. Perhaps the reisha is speaking about a full gift, and it still doesn't work. Inconsistent with Rava. The reason why the sefer had to discuss half gifts, to be indicative, to explain to us, to point out to us what the Reisha is speaking about. So like Tamei, you shouldn't have the notion that Reisha d'amar chatzi chatzi. The reason why, in the first part of that second Reisha, it doesn't work is because he only gave away half of his possessions. Aval amar kuloi kono, but if he would have given everything away, it would have worked. That's what you would think. You would mistakenly attribute the halacha and the Brisa to a case of chatzi. That's why it doesn't work. But full does? No. That's why the Brisa has to come back and explain itself. Tano sefer. That's why the Brisa continues. Damar chatzi chatzi. Partial gifts doesn't work by the avadim. Oh, that's the second part of the Brisa. Mechlal derisha damar kulay. Apparently, the first part of the Brisa, a different case, is speaking with a full gift. Afilu achal lekana, still doesn't work. Not like Rava. So basically, we have no proof that the Brisa is speaking about partial gifts, but still we want to suggest that it is speaking about that case. But were he to have given everything away to Eved A and also to Eved B, where he's sort of relinquishing all rights to the Avadim, even though it didn't affect the full freedom yet, they have to still approach each other for full release. But since I'm giving everything up at this moment, that's a proper Masa Shichur, it works. Another way to answer the kasha from the Brises. Remember, Brisa 1 said it worked. Brisa number 2 said it doesn't. Like kasha. Very simple answer. Kamishtar echad. Kamishne shtaris. The first Brisa, it worked because he gave them two documents. Whereas in Brisa number 2, it didn't work because he incorporated everything into... He's trying to save on paper, on parchment. He included everything into one document. And just like by a gerushin of an isha, you can't be megarish two women with one get. Here as well, by the shtar shichra of the eved, you can't use one document for both. That's why it doesn't work. So it's sort of a side technical problem why it didn't work. It says the Gemara b'shtar echad. So if Brisa number 2 is speaking because it was in one document, that's why it's failed. My yiria chatzi chatzi. So why does the Brisa have to elaborate that we're speaking that he only gave away part of his properties? That seems to be the problem. Afilu amar kulei nami lekano. Even if he would have given everything away to the Eved, it still wouldn't work because he included two avadim in the same shtar. Hachin amik amar. It's exactly what the Brisa is trying to say. You have to sort of read into the Brisa. So doing this doesn't work. Af atzmo lekano. Bamed devar mamur. When? Why? B'shtarecha, because it's in one document. Avo b'shnei shtaris kano. But if you would be giving away everything to Eved A and everything to Eved B, it would work. Because ultimately I gave up all rights to both Avadim. They may own part of each other. That's not my business. I gave everything away. That's a full shichur on my account. But Vim Amar Chatzi Chatzi. However, if you indicated only partial gifting, then it doesn't work, whether it's in one document or two documents. Afpishnei Shtaris Nami Lekano. Yibayisema. A third way to understand the discrepancy between the brises and reconcile it with Rabba's Chiddush. Yibayisema Lekash. Kamabas Achas. First brisa. And the second brisa are both speaking where he said, Kuli, I'm giving everything away to you, Mr. Evid, everything to you, Mr. Evid. So I'm backing away from both of you. I'm giving both of you up. So it should really work. Kamba Basach. So brisa number one was speaking that he did it simultaneously. Like we said before, he had a third party acquire both documents on account of both Avadim, so it was sort of a one go. This way, I'm giving both of you up at the same time. And fully giving up both of you at the same time. So that's why it works. Kambazechaze. Brisa number two speaking where it was done first Eved A and then Eved B incrementally. In which case, it's a problem. Why? Bishlem Bashra Lekani. I understand why. Eved number two, it's too late for him to be kaina. Da kana lekama, because Eved number one already acquired everything. Because when I turned to Eved number one, I gave him everything that I own. You know what it included? It included Eved number two. He's now the new owner of Eved number two. Elokama likni nafshe. But what about the first Eved? Why can't he have a successful reacquisition of himself? Let him be kaina himself. Likni chad l'chavreya, be kaina his friend as well. He's a total mouse, he's a total owner. So what's wrong with the case of Bezeh Chazeh? At least the first lucky Evet should be kind of everything. The Brisa seems to indicate nobody goes free. So we're sort of pushing away this Pshat, El Machbarta. Apparently the correct and clear solution is, as we said earlier, in the first two Pshatim, Kedushanin and Mikara, as we explained before, those Pshatim work better. Ravashi Omar, Shani Hasam de Kakara Le Avodai. Ravashi had a different approach. He says, here's a very simple answer to your question. In Brisa number two, it doesn't work. You know why? Because he referred to them as Avodai. Remember, Brisa number two read like this. HaKosef HaOmer Kol Nechosen Esunin L'Ploini U'Ploini Avodai. Oh, that was the undoing. Why did he call them Avodai? He's trying to get rid of them. Avodai means they're still my slaves. So he was thinking that perhaps he can give them gifts. He can give them the other possessions without releasing them. And that was a big mistake. Because an Eved can't acquire anything without his master. So it doesn't work. Period. Amalei Raphram. So Raphram asked the Kasha L'Ravashi. You're dwelling on the Lashon Avoda. You know, you can work around it. V'dilm Avoda Shayu Kvar. Avoda. It means my former Avodim, which are now going free. We have a mission like that. So a person writes a document, a ksav, that he's giving everything that he owns to his Eved, Yotzalacheris, that's it. So he goes free because he himself is amongst the possessions that he's getting, right? So he's reacquiring himself. Tarkama says, if you left behind something, I'm giving you everything except for, one little corner of my land. We say it doesn't work. Maybe he meant to hold on to the Eved who was like Karka. Bottom line, it's not a gift. Rav Shimon Omer Loilum Hu Ben Chayrin, even if he leaves behind something, a piece of Karka, the Eved still goes free. He's retaining some of the Karka, but he's letting the Eved go. Actually, I mean, unless he says, "Kol nechasein esunin plenty avdi," until he writes as follows: "All my assets are now hereby being granted to Joe my eved, chutz me'echad meriba shemehen, except for one part in 10,000." That's sort of an unknown. Maybe the eved is the one part in 10,000 in his mind, not worth more. So that's a little different. The ratio he left behind some karka. That's not the eved. But if he says, I'm holding on to some portion of my possession, you never know, maybe he meant to hold on to the Eved. Okay. Bottom line is, Taima da Amar. The concern is only when he adds this stipulation. But otherwise, if he just says, you know, call Nechasai Nesunin Lepleini Avdi, it works, even though you refer to him as Evid. If he didn't leave anything behind, Kani, it works. Amai, why? But Evid Kakarile. Didn't he refer to him as Evid? Apparently, that doesn't hold anything back. Ella Avdi means Shaya Kvar. He was my Evid, my former Evid, who's right now becoming my non-Evid. Hachanami, here as well, in the case of the Braisa. Avada Shaya Kvar. Avada just means my former Avada. So that's not really a reason to stop the process. Okay, bottom line. We started today's daf with a chiddush in the name of Rabba. Halfway release can be a problem. Only if I'm not letting go of the entire Evid. But if I'm letting go of the entire Evid, even though it was a multi-stage process, half was given to Matana, and the other half I'm releasing, any sort of combination which ultimately leads to his full release, right? As she says, I sold half and then I released half, or I did sale and release at the same time. Kivan the Kanafik Mine Kule. Ultimately, I'm totally letting go of him. With this shichrur, he's totally out of my possession now. It works. We had a kasha from two brises. We had several ways to understand the brises, which would still be consistent with Rabba. Brise number one allows it to work. Brise number two doesn't allow it to work. In a case where I have two avadim and I gave them both my possessions. So, shot number one was that brise number one, where it works, is because I'm giving everything away. As opposed to brise number two, where it was just a half gift. A half gift is worthless because maybe you're holding on to half the evid. Another pshat we had, if it's two separate documents, it works. But if they're both being released with the same document, that doesn't work. We had another pshat, maybe Beze Echarze is a problem. We had a kash on that. We had another pshat, maybe the word avada indicates that they're still currently avadim. And we negated that pshat. Continues the Gemara. Let's go back to a half evit, which was discussed in our Mishnah. Two partners owned an evit. One of them freed him, so now he's half and half. Sunday he works, Monday he's off, etc. Negochai shir. Suppose this evit, this half and half evit, was struck by an ox, by a bull, and injured. Who gets the money? Who gets the compensation? Well, it depends on which day. Yom Shel Rabbi, if it happened on Sunday, where he's meant to work, so his owner is now entitled to any money that he brings in. Yom Shel Rabbi, the Rabbi, the money goes to the master. Yom Shel Atzma, if it happened on Monday, where he's on his own, Latzma, the money goes to himself. The Eved keeps the money. Asks the Gemara, so you're sort of splitting it by days. One day I'm an Eved, one day I'm not. El Me'ata, Yom Shel Rabbi, Yisa Shivcha. If so, when it comes to marital questions, well, on Sunday, where he's an Evid, you can marry a Shivcha. Yom Shel Atzma Yisa Baschayrin. So on Monday, when he's a free man, he can marry a regular Isha. It's pretty astonishing. Says the Gemara, no, Isur Le Kamrina. We're not discussing Isur status related issues. You can't split that. He is what he is entirely. He's a partial Evid, he can't marry a Baschard. He's a partial Benchard, he can't marry a Shivcha. But here we're discussing, you know, his monetary commitments. And Rashi says the Zachiyah of Mamin on Sunday belongs to the master. Whether it's his work, whether it's his income, whether it's income through damages. Tashma, here comes a Kasha on this concept. So a bull killed this 50% Eved. And we know that if this happens with a regular Eved, there's a knas. The owner of the bull is penalized by having to pay 30 selah to the owner. So what happens with this half and half person? So half of the 30 selah goes to his master. Now if this bull would have killed a regular free man, there's something called kaifer. His market value has to be paid to his heirs, to his yarshim. Since he's half Eved and half Ben Chayrin, We split everything down the middle. Half the knas goes to his master, and half the kofer to his yarsh. Amai, why? It should depend on which day it happened. If it occurred on Sunday, when he's meant to work, everything goes to the owner. On Monday, everything goes to the yarsh. It's like the compensation for injury discussed before. Amai, okay, nami lemo, here as well. When it comes to the compensation upon his death, lemo yoim shel rabbi l'rabbi. On Sunday, the money goes to the rabbi. Yoim shel atzmi l'atzmi. If it happened on Monday, it goes to himself and to his kids. Shani yoch, it's very different in this case when he was put to death. The kokali karna, the care, the principle, the actual item is gone. The evidence is dead. So here, you can't really, you know, it's not an income-related issue. The actual Eved relates to both. Relates to the owner, relates to his himself or his Yarshim. If the Eved is around and he's producing income, anything produced on Sunday totally belongs to the owner. And likewise, Monday to himself. But in terms of the principal item, that's certainly fully shared, 50-50. So irrespective of when the incident occurred, the owner is entitled to 50%. So what's the example where he's injured without it affecting the actual principle, without having permanent effect on the Eved? Okay, so he was struck on his hand and it sort of shriveled. It was injured in a way that it's temporarily out of service, but it's going to recover. So this is a temporary injury. So that compensation is the topic of discussion. And it all depends on, you know, when the incident occurred. This works according to Abaye. So Abaye in Maseches Bava Kama has a discussion with Rav. Machlokes. In such a case where, you know, Reuven strikes Shimon and injures him in a way where it's not a permanent thing. It's he's going to recover. Abaye says there are two separate tracks of payment, two separate obligations. There's something called Sheves Gedoyla, a large Sheves. So typically Sheves means like unemployment, loss of wages. But there's a large Sheves, which Rashi explains to mean the loss of market value. A person that can't function properly, his hands are not functioning, is not worth as much. So that's a lump sum payment. How much he devalued him in terms of his market value, in terms of his temporary injury. How much would he be worth less today than yesterday? Sheves Katana means, well, even a person later with an injured limb can still do light work. He can serve as a night watchman. And even that he can't do because he's now lying in bed. He's ill because of the injury. So that's another level of compensation. And both have to be paid off. Sheves Gedoyla and Sheves Katana. So in our case, where the Eved was struck by a shor, and we said it was a temporary injury because of a bit of permanent damage, then, you know, the day on which it happened is, you know, irrelevant. We said that before, right? So we're speaking about a nezek which will repair itself, which will heal. And the owner of the shor, of the animal, has to pay that off. So according to Abaye, that in this type of case, you give Sheves Gedoyla, Sheves Katana, Shaper, so it makes sense that the shor will have to pay for the nezek, the Sheves Gedoyla, the actual damage, the devaluation in terms of market value. But according to Rava, who holds that in this type of case where the injury will heal itself, there's no nezek to pay. There's no real devaluation in terms of market value. He's going to recover. So what are you obligated to pay? You take it day by day. Okay, today, instead of, you know, earning X amount, you're only earning this much or nothing. So every day you have to make a separate appraisal in terms of loss of wages. There's no nezek here. This is no permanent effect. You can't consider this fellow to be liable for devaluation in terms of market value. There's no actual devaluation here. It's just a temporary loss of wages that we're dealing with. So instead of paying nezek, you know, there are five things. Nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, and boishes. There's no nezek, it's just sheves, loss of wages. So elul l'rava d'amar, and nicely, el shivtish b'chol yoyim b'yoyim. So the kasha is, how yashar hu? This injury in Al Gemar occurred through a shar. And v'shar enem mishalem elul nezek. A shar is not obligated for the other payments. Sheves is unique to a person who inflicted damage. But a shor who inflicted damage, there's no chiv, and Rashi brings the pasuk for it. So there'll be no obligation at all. Why are we speaking about payments here? If it's a shor that inflicted temporary damage. Tutirutzim, Yibo Yisem, we can say kishiko adam. Then in fact, Al Gemara is speaking that the eved was struck by a man, so there is that shevis. Yibo Yisem, another answer is, memory, you're right. The halacha that we referred to before with the eved being struck, it's not a mishnah or brisa. It was presented, you know, by the Maraim. Remember, Rava, you're right, Rava disagrees with that halacha, it wouldn't work with Rava. Okay, so in summary, you have an Eved who's half Eved, half non-Eved. In terms of marital issues, of course, he's sort of in limbo. Can't marry a Shivcha or a Vaschirin. Likewise, if he was struck down and killed, of course, then the owner and his Yershim split 50-50. If he was injured in a way that he will recover, so that depends on the day on which the injury occurred. The day that he's meant to work, the income belongs to the owner. Otherwise, it belongs to himself. Here comes another question. Mukav get shichrur, yesh leiknas or ein leiknas? Interesting question. We had a halacha that a person is mafkir, his eved. So he gives up the monetary component of the eved. I no longer own the eved, but the eved still needs a shtar shichrur to totally free him and allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael. In this interim state, a mu'ukav get shichrur, he's awaiting to get shichrur, what status does he have? If he's killed by a bull, is there the 30 sela knas given to the owner or not? Yesh lo knas, ein lo knas. Kesef shloshim shkolim yitin la adoinav, amar achmona. Torah says you give the 30 to the adoin, v'haylav adoin. He's no longer his master, because he gave him up. Oydil mokivad mechusa get shichrur, adoin kuvina be, you can say, well, he's still waiting for my release document. I'm still an owner. I'm entitled. Tashma has a right. Hey, Miss Misha Chetzi Eved Vechetzi Ben Chayrin. Right, the price that we mentioned before. Ashar struck down this half and half Eved. Nois Vechetzi Knas L'Rabbi Vechetzi Kofi L'Yarshav. Half the Knas goes to the owner, half the Kofi to the Yarshav. Marilav K'mishna Achroina. Shall we now assume that this price reflects the new version of the Mishnah discussed in the end of our Mishnah, where Beis Hillel conceded to Beis Shammai, right? We can't just leave him in limbo, he can't marry, so we force the master to let him go. So the owner no longer has a right to hold on to him. He just has to give him the get shichrur. That's mu'ukav get shichrur. That's classic case of mu'ukav get shichrur. And still the Brice indicates that if he was struck down, there's knas, and the knas goes to its owner. Loi Kimishna Rishoina, no, perhaps the Brisa reflects an earlier point in history. The first version of the Mishnah, where Beis Hillel did not obligate the owner to let him go. He's an ordinary Eved. And of course, there's Knas. It has no relevance to our discussion. Toshmai comes another Raya. Again, the question is, an Eved on his way out, just waiting for the Shtar. What happens to his Knas if he's killed? Tashma hipeles shinoi, v'simeis einoi. So we know that if a master removes the teeth, a tooth, or he blinds the eye of the eved, he goes free. In this case, he did both. Double whammy. He knocked out his tooth and blinded him. Yetzel b'shinoi, so he can go free based on the first infliction, the tooth. V'noisid mei einoi. Now that he's free, on account of the tooth, the second one is an ordinary injury that the inflictor is responsible for, so the master has to pay for the eye. And the Gemara is assuming, although the Eved is going to go free, but he still has to have the shtar shichrur. He's not totally out. So he's sort of in that interim period. And we see that the owner has to pay him for any further damage. We shall assume that an Eved, in this interim state, is still classified as an Eved. Who earns Knas. Meaning if the Eved was struck down by a shor, there is Knas to be paid to the owner. Uknas l'rabi, the owner gets it. Well, hashta chavli b'achrini. Even if sins of other people would strike him. Yavi le Rabbi, the money would go to the owner. Chava be Rabbi, gufe yoev le the day. How can you say if the owner, the master, strikes him, he has to pay the eved? Look, if I'm the owner, I'm getting paid by other people. Should there be a misa at this point? I'm entitled to the knas. Does that make sense that if I inflict damage to this eved, I have to pay him? It's unreasonable. Oh, apparently, the eved is holding at this point. Mu'ukav get shichrur. There's no knas. I'm no longer considered his master. That's a riot to our shayla. No, then we'll come on the Omar ain't a tzarech. You see, we were working with the assumption that after his tooth is knocked out, he's entitled to freedom, but he's not yet free until he gets the get shichur. So it was comparable to our question of mu'ukav get shichur. No, once his tooth is knocked out, he's gone. He walks. He's totally free. He doesn't need to get shichur. He's his own man. So, of course, I'm obligated to pay for any further damages. Has no relevance to our question. Tisani, we have a long braisa with many opinions. Does he need a get? Does he not need a get? Tisani, Bekulon, an eved who was the recipient of all types of afflictions and injuries. We know that the eye and the tooth are would allow him freedom, and likewise there are 24 Rashi Evarim, tips of the fingers, etc., which is discussed in Maseches Negoim. So bottom line is, if an Eved experienced any of those injuries on the hands of his master, Yotzei Lecheres, entitled to go free, but it's only half the process. He still needs the document. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Did Rabbi Shmuel. He's totally free. He doesn't need a God Shichra. Rabbi Lazar Mitzarech, he does need. Rabbi Tafnami Ein Mitzarech, he does not need. Rabbi Kiva Mitzarech. Hamachrin Lefnei Chachamim Eimrim. There were those who were going to strike a compromise between the various opinions, and they sort of compromised as follows. Nirim Divrei Rabbi Tarfon B'Shein V'Ayin. We're going to adopt Rabbi Tarfon's view that no document is needed if the Eved lost his tooth or eye, because those are actually mentioned clearly in the Psukim. Gave him that right. So as soon as that happens, he's free. Without any further requirements. Rabbi Kiva's opinion, which is that he needs a shtar shichrur, that's going to be applied in other cases, in other instances. B'shari Varm, when he lost other limbs. Since it was only a knas established by the chachamim, so to affect proper freedom, he needs to get shichrur. Esed, what do you mean? Knasu? Knas? Is it just a penalty? Hakroy kadashinan. We didn't make it up. It wasn't introduced by the Chachamim. These are drashes from Psukim that the other Evarim grant him freedom. Ela eim ohel umidrush Chachamim hu. We mean to say that since anything other than shein ve'ayin are learned through a drasha, it's not clear cut. So as Tesis explains, it isn't necessarily universally known and recognized as, you know, being forms of release, and therefore, you know, always afraid that the owner might find him in the street. Oh, you might have it. So we want to steer clear of that. We require him to write him out and get shichrur. Okay, so to summarize, a fellow who was let go by his master but still awaiting a get shichrur, does the din of knas shleishim shkolim, if you struck them by a shor, apply in this case? Is there payment? Does it go to the master? We had a shayla. We tried to bring some rayas, which were inconclusive. Here comes one more shayla. Ibailu, mu'ukav get shichrur. So once again, this fellow who slated for release but still needs to get shichrur. He happens to belong to a kohen, right? Who typically would eat an eved kohen, eats truma. He's kinyan kaspa, his possession, right? So at this point in his life, when he's half in, half out, oichel betruma, oyein oichel, can he still continue with the truma or not? Shall we say, kinyu kaspa yamarachmona? Torah says if the kohen owns an eved, he can feed him truma. Vaylav kinyan kaspo, but he's no longer his possession. He gave him up. Or shall we say, kiven the mechusa get shichrur? Since he's still awaiting to get shichrur, he still has one foot in kinyan kaspo. He's still considered kinyan kaspo, and he's entitled to truma. Which way is it? Tashma, we're going to bring a riot. Domer mesharshu. So here we're going to have a case of you know, an Eved Kain who's not working for his master and still can have Terumah. Here goes. Kayhenes Shinis Arev Vlada Bavlat Shevchasa. So you have a Kayhenes, a woman, a mistress, who owns a maidservant who can eat Terumah at this point. But they went into some dark place, they both gave birth at the same time, babies were mixed up. One of them is the real Kayin, son of the mistress. One of them is the Eved Kayin, son of the maidservant. Now they can both eat Truma. A Kayin can eat, and the Eved Kayin can eat. We just don't know who's who. Are you the owner, and he's your Eved? Or are you the owner, he's your Eved? But either way, they're still okay with Truma. Hare'elo echle mit Truma. V'cholkin chelek echad al agayin. But they have to get their Truma portion together at the granary. We don't want to give the Eved or a Suffolk Eved his own Truma, lest people think that he's a Kayin. So they have to go together. Okay. Higdil at the Raibes. Once they grow up and they become adults, they have the ability to instigate legal processes. So both kids turn adults. Now release each other. If I'm the owner, I'm releasing you. If you're the owner, you're releasing me. So what do we see? Even though, nobody's working for anybody until now, because we had no idea who the owner is and who the Eved is. So they're both free, so to speak. But they're still entitled to, even the Eved amongst the two people, right? One of them is an Eved, he's still entitled to Truma. So that proves to us that if you're still awaiting to get Shichrur, you're enough of an Eved Kain that entitles you to Truma. How could you compare? Awesome. Realize that over there, one of them is certainly the Eved, a full Eved. It's not like his owner gave up on him. It's not like Mukav Get Shichrur that we discussed before where he was released. The owner was Mafkir. No, nothing like that happened. It's a question of identity. But whoever the Eved is, he's fully owned by his master. That's the terrace of the Gemara. And that's why he can eat from him. Suppose the Yonavi would come one day and tell us exactly who's who. Who pointed this fellow, you're the Eved. He's fully owned by the other fellow. There's nothing inherently wrong with his ownership. And that's why he eats Truma, Hacha. But in our case, where the other relinquished rights, he was Mavke the Eved, Lav Kinin Kaspi, Hukla, perhaps. He's no longer regarded as Kinin Kaspi, because he gave up that financial component, that financial ownership. So that was the question, and we left it inconclusive. Okay, let's briefly summarize. If I write a shtar shichrur, releasing only half the Eved, that's a discussion we had yesterday, a machlokes, according to Rabbanan, it wouldn't work. Says Rabba, but let's say I first gave away half the Eved, then I write a shtar on the other half. That's perfect, because at that point I'm fully letting go. So the shtar shichrur is affecting a full release. Abaye asked from a brisa, which seemed to indicate otherwise. We had several pshatim in the brisa, either because it wasn't a full gift, he only gave the avadim half each. That isn't indicative of full release. Or they were both put in the same shtar. You can't do two releases with the same shtar. Then we discussed the case where an Eved had been owned by two people. One of them let go. So now he's a half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Exactly what did he do? In terms of marriage, he's stuck. If he was struck down and killed, then half his value belongs to the owner, half to the Yerushim. If he was merely injured, well, it depends what day it happened. If it's on the day that he's meant to work, then his owner gets everything. Otherwise, he keeps it. An owner was Mafka the Eved. The Eved still needs a Shtar Shichrur. We call him a Mu'ukav Get Shichrur. He's still waiting to get Shichrur. If he's struck down by a Shur, who typically plays 30 Selah to the owner, what happens in this case? Does it go to the owner or not? Is there a Knas in this case? We left it unresolved. Same question regarding his entitlement to Truma at this point. Is he called Kinyan Kaspi or not? We left it unresolved. Okay, Bezos Hashem to be continued tomorrow. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.